Welcome to another edition of The Brand Called You, a video and podcast show that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Today, it is my privilege to have a fifth-generation entrepreneur who's changing the business on its head. Dinika Bhatia, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me here, and I'm so happy to be here. And interesting fact, I just found out while making my family tree again that I'm actually sixth generation.
I stand correct.
Literally last week, I was sitting with my family and making the tree, and I'm like, wow, that's exciting.
Wonderful. So Dinika has a degree in business administration from the University of Southern California, and she's the founder of Nutty Gritties and 87. Dinika, tell me a little bit about your early career and what are the three key milestones?
I actually conceptualized Nutty Gritties while I was studying in college in the US, in California. And California was a land of nuts, and it was the best decision for me to go there actually, because I could actually get an on-ground experience while I was there. And having grown up with nuts around me and people talking about nuts all the time, I knew that I wanted to do this and take this a step forward. So I literally came back on 31st May 2009, and 1st June I was on my desk working on implementing my business plan of Nutty Gritties. And my early years were just all about hustling and traveling and trying to figure out distribution across India, trying to figure out packaging. And it was just I was actually all over the place. We started our operations from a shed in Okhla. And literally did not even have a bathroom over there. And I used to go to a nearby hotel to use the restroom when I had to. And today we've converted that into a 5-floor building.
Wow.
So I'm actually grateful that I got this opportunity to be in this industry. Besides that, I was a 22-year-old entrepreneur, just really passionate about my product. And I would walk into the offices of the big organized retail chains like Walmart and Reliance and Future Group and everything. And, you know, everybody just bought into my passion, I feel, because they all gave me this opportunity. And just 5 minutes back, I just finished a call with one of the buyers, and he said that, Dinika, now this Diwali, we have to own this category. I said, absolutely. That's my mission, to, you know, kind of be a category leader, a driver. And coming from this legacy, I think it's only right of me to grow this category even more.
Fantastic. So talk to me a little bit about the legacy. You know, you said six generations in the business.
So the legacy is really exciting. And the more I talk to my family, the more I find out. It was started in 1887 in Dera Ismail Khan in Pakistan. Mm-hmm. By my great-great-great-grandfather.
Wow.
And it started as a barter system. It actually went on as a barter system for several decades, because that's how it used to be. Mm-hmm. And we used to barter nuts and dry fruits that would come from Afghanistan with tea and cloth and textiles that used to go from India. Mm-hmm. And I also just found out that my great-grandmother was also in the business, and it was really, really happy. I was really happy to know that, because all along it's been a very, very traditional male-dominated industry. And she lost her husband when she was really young, and she had a lot of children to take care of. So she was the mastermind behind the accounts of the business. And on to, you know, my grandfather and my father were pioneers in starting the imports of nuts from all over the world.
Okay.
In India. My father is also the ambassador for the dry fruits industry in India, Mr. Raghu Bhatia. And, you know, having grown up around such great experience of nuts, I was very passionate that I want to launch my brand and I want to take our family business to the next level. The import and trading business still goes on and is taken care of by my father. And I'm running DRB Foods, where we have Nutty Gritties and 87. And it's just great to be doing this.
Terrific. So tell me a little bit about Nutty Gritties and 87. I mean, both are brands for nuts. But tell me about them and tell me how you position these brands.
So Nutty Gritties is all for snacking. You know, how do we look at nuts as snacks?
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I always have them on my desk. I have a packet of sports mix right here which is one of the products that we launched last year, a mom superfood mix. So all around the world, you see that people are snacking on nuts, but in India, it's been a traditional consumption during festival season or weddings. So whenever people think of snacking on nuts, they think Nutty Gritties, because we've got flavors, we've got exciting mixes, like I just showed you, and flavors like barbecue almonds, pepper cashews, a Thai chili blend. We also have convenient single serve packaging. And 87 is a brand of kitchen essentials. So it's that traditional consumption, the almonds that you soak overnight and have next morning, or something that you would use as an ingredient in your cooking.
Okay. And why the name 87? What does that mean?
So 87, so a brand of kitchen essentials, we thought the most important thing is quality and trust. And since our business started in 1887, we thought that we should name that 87 so we can highlight our legacy with that brand.
That's very interesting.
Thank you.
So there is a lot of competition, Dinika, in this space. I mean, everyone seems to be a supplier for nuts and you know, the other kinds of dry fruits, if I can use that term. Where does your competitive edge lie?
So our competitive edge is in taste. Mm-hmm. Our nuts just taste the best, not only in India but the world, and I'm super confident about that. They're super crunchy, they're super fresh, they taste fresh even in a pack, and it feels like it's just been packed yesterday, even if you have it after a couple of months. And we always maintain, we have great inventory management systems with which we're always maintaining fresh stock all across our warehouses and the market. And we have a variety that includes everything in nuts that you can think of, the basics, the flavors, the trail mixes, and all the products are roasted without a single drop of oil. And over the years, actually, over 11 years, we've built a flavor bank of 75 flavors in nuts. So we have that super competitive edge. And since we're so excited about launching new flavors and innovation at all times, we're just consistently bringing something new to the market. You know, every month we bring something new to the market in terms of nuts. This month we just launched coffee flavored almonds, mm-hmm. and a berry boost, which has got berries and some seeds and pine nuts with a little Indian tang. Okay. So super excited about innovation, taste, variety, and flavor. And I think that's the biggest competitive edge that we have. Besides, of course, the supply chain integration that we have because of our legacy. You know, we have the best quality available at the best price at all times, and we're never running out of stock. So that's our biggest asset. So, yeah, that's...
So, you know, just for my learning and for the learning of so many people who listen to us, if you were to look at a hierarchy of nuts, which is the biggest selling nut, almond or cashew or something else, and which are the nuts that are beginning to grow?
Almonds and cashews are similar, but telling from the last couple of months, I was just sitting with my dad and talking about this yesterday. Almonds have grown a lot in India because people know that they're super healthy. Cashews have been our favorites because, you know, the traditional masala cashews people enjoy eating. Almonds and cashews pretty much dominate the category. The nuts that are starting to grow are pistachios and walnuts. And besides that, there's lots of berries that India is starting to enjoy. So cranberries, blueberries, and seeds is a big emerging category right now. And given the whole immunity boosting properties, of all of these products, actually, berries are full of antioxidants. So are seeds and nuts. Almonds have vitamin E, which help in building immunity. Cashews have zinc. So it's just, it's a great category, actually, because it's got the health properties, plus it's got the taste, plus it's tradition.
Amazing. So
the entire category is growing quite a bit.
Fantastic. But, you know, Your excitement is infectious. I mean, you're obviously so much in love with your product and what you're doing. But, you know, again, talking of nuts, you are our nut guru on this show. Which are the major nut producing countries and how large is nut production in India?
So California is actually the land of nuts. 80% of the almonds in the world grow in California, followed by Australia, followed by Spain. And same thing with pistachios and walnuts. I think California's major, even that their GDP from agriculture comes from nuts. The production in India is not very big right now. India produces a very small quantity of almonds and walnuts, but cashews and raisins, yes, cashews and raisins are majorly grown and consumed from within India itself, and even peanuts in Gujarat.
And what about the economies like Afghanistan and Turkmenistan and Kyrgyzstan? As an Indian, one has just always heard that the best nuts seem to come from these higher regions.
Yes, absolutely. I forgot to mention that. That entire region, that's where we started our business with the butter. So, Afghanistan, Iran have their own qualities of almonds. Iran's got Mamra, Afghanistan's got Gurbandi. Now, a lot of walnuts have started growing in that region as well. And pistachios, of course, Irani pistachios have been India's favorite pistachios. Now, also being followed and trailed by Californian pistachios.
Very interesting. So, let's talk a little bit about Nutty Gritties and 87. These are your brands. And you said you launched them 10 years ago.
Right.
What have been some of your challenges as you have rolled out these brands nationally?
So, the challenges, Nutty Gritties we launched 11 years ago, and 87 we launched about 3.5 years ago. When I started with Nutty Gritties, actually, my entire concept was healthier alternative to snacking. And it was very difficult to change that commodity mindset of Indians from, dry fruits that they get as per kg into buying something that's packaged. So for the first couple of years, actually, people would start comparing the wholesale prices. And it's very, very different trying to build a brand, maintaining quality, packaging it, having that variety, adding flavor, taste. So the first couple of years, that was a big competition. A big challenge. And then, competition that just came out of my mouth. There were a lot of Me Too products that came up in the market that would sell at lower prices. And India being a majorly price sensitive market during that time and in this category during that time, that was a challenge. But now I think we have found our own niche. As I just told you, our partners in trade, whether that's retail or e-commerce, are much more ambitious about what we do than even I am. And that actually adds to my fuel when I get calls saying that, Dineka, we can double this in the next couple of months. Mm-hmm. Is a validation for me that all the challenges that I experienced in the first couple of years are, all the hard work that I put in is now bearing fruit.
Amazing. And one more question, which is that, there are a lot of these protein bars that are filled with nuts.
Right.
You also in that segment?
No, we're not in that segment. We want to just focus on nuts as snacks.
Okay. And, traditionally, and I'm much older, nuts was always seen as a luxury in Indian homes.
Right.
This seems to be changing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why is it? Why is this change happening?
This change is happening because people are so much more aware now about the health benefits. Nuts is not only just something that is to be consumed during your festivals, but people know that, okay, consuming almonds on a regular basis is going to help build my immunity. It's going to add a lot of health boosting properties, all nuts. And across the world, people have been using nuts in such different ways. It's barely been a luxury, it's been a snack all around the world. It's been a major ingredient around the world. And as people are getting aware, traveling, the internet has of course made the world a smaller place. People are talking about recipes and blogging and social media and getting to know the way that nuts are getting consumed all over the world. And why can't we do this and make this in India?
Right.
So it's really, really changing the way that people are looking at nuts and seeds and dry fruits as a category, and it's only going to grow.
Fantastic. Next question is, you're a millennial. Millennials are changing this world, changing India. How are millennials driving consumption habits on nuts?
I love the fact that millennials are so fickle-minded because it helps our mission of innovating and our values of innovating and coming up with new flavors at all times. And they want to keep trying new things. It's so complimentary that we love doing new things and millennials love trying new things. Consumption habits around across the category are being driven by this. Plus, they're also aware they want to maintain a healthy lifestyle. They want to do everything. They want to have a balanced life. They're not just obsessed about one thing and then ignore their health. That really adds to it as well.
And one last question before I move to another segment. Do you see millennial mothers starting to give a packet of nuts to their children as a part of the school break?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I have so many friends who have young kids. Mm. And when I ask them, they're like, yes, nuts is something that we put in their tiffins at all times. And in fact, taking feedback from them, we launched a single serve in Sports Mix, which is about a single serve portion of 30 grams that millennial moms can actually give their kids. And it's so versatile that anybody of any age can just keep that pack with them at all times. It's convenient. It's on the go.
Fantastic.
So, totally fantastic.
Well, more power to you, Devika.
Thank you.
Let's move to the next segment and some generic questions for you as a startup entrepreneur. You're from a major family of nuts. But the question that I'm often asked when I speak to startup entrepreneurs is that, is it better to have a co-founder or is it better to go solo? What are your thoughts?
So that totally depends, actually. But it's good to have support around you, where people are equally passionate about the product as you are. I started solo, but I had that family support and that passion was shared. And then all along, my father, my mother, my sister have been supportive and equally passionate about this journey. So it surely helps to have a co-founder, because then you can focus on what your strengths are, which is very, very important.
Very interesting. Okay. And my next question for startups is that, I'm sure, you know, you're a startup entrepreneur. You must have got many friends who are startup entrepreneurs. What, in your opinion, are some of the basic mistakes a lot of startup entrepreneurs make?
So the basic mistakes that maybe even I made is that sometimes they don't look at their P&L too often, because entrepreneurs are usually visionaries.
Correct.
And that's their biggest strength. So they don't understand accounts too well and they end up ignoring it. And it's important to see, in fact, my mentor told me that, you know, keep your P&L in front of you at all times. So it helps in decision making. So that's one mistake. And another mistake is that they end up looking at it too much. It's actually a balance that one has to maintain, because if you end up, initially, of course, you have to do a lot of expenses that are not going to give an ROI right away. So you cannot get digressed by that either. One has to be very, very balanced and understand that, okay, even though I'm spending this money now, I will get an ROI later, but not get distracted by it either.
Okay, perfect. So I have time for a few questions for you personally. My first question is that, building a business from a well-established family, where do you draw your inspiration from?
So I draw my inspiration from, firstly, my team, actually. When I see them achieving their dreams and their goals, that just adds fuel to my fire. When I see my employees, they just bought their dream house, or they just bought a car, or they just bought a gift for their mom, and I see the excitement on their faces, I just feel like doing more and more and more, because I know that joy has a ripple effect. So that's my biggest inspiration, followed by journeys of entrepreneurs from all over the world. Like, I am really inspired by the journeys of Daniel Lipitsky, who's the founder of Kind Bars, and Sarah Blakely, who's the founder of Spanx. Mm-hmm. They have pretty much built categories, and that's what I'm trying to do. Because initially it was hard to build a new category and people did not understand. That's my inspiration, and I meditate a lot. I believe in spirituality, so I totally believe that all the inspiration comes from the divine, and I'm just a medium.
Fantastic. Okay. My next question is that, if you, Dinika, were a role model to millions of children who closely followed your life choices, What is the one thing you would change in yourself?
So the one thing that I would change in myself and work on myself is to respond more and react less. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes when you're so aggressive and in the midst of so many things, a reaction comes up. But definitely, it's about responding, about taking a step back in that moment and having a response that will have a win-win for everybody around you.
So I have time for two more questions for you. The next question is related to the pandemic. You know, we've all been affected by it. How are you rethinking your business as you think of the new world order?
Thankfully, during the pandemic, it's not a great time, and I really hope that things get better. But it gave a boost to our business because we were able to actually meet the demand that our consumers all over India had. We were able to supply millions of packs all across India. And that kind of gave me the confidence that our brand and our product is really making a difference. So I'm even more aggressive now, and I'm super passionate that I have to grow this 100 times in the next 10 years, because our mission is to spread health and joy. And that's exactly what people want in their lives.
Okay. So that's fantastic.
Just adding some fuel.
Wonderful. No, that's terrific. So my last question to you, Dinika, what does success mean to you?
Success means joy. It means balance. It means happiness all around you. And you have to understand yourself really well to know what it means for you. And it's different for everybody, actually. Success actually means having a clear understanding of who you are and what you want.
Thank you, Dinika. That's been such a great interview. I wish you and Nutty Gritties and 87 lots of success.
Thank you so much for having me here, Ashutosh. And I hope that I can spread joy through this talk that we just had.
I'm sure you will. Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.